something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
You're listening to Rock and Randy on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Yeah. Kimani Gray, say his name. Kimani Gray, say his name. Kimani Gray, won't you say his name? John Crawford, say his name. John Crawford, say his name. John Crawford, say his name. John Crawford, won't you say his name? Michael Brown, say his name. Michael Brown, say his name. Michael Brown, say his name. Michael Brown, won't you say his name? Say his name.
Janelle Monae and Wonderland already started with that song, The Hell You Talking About. So this red across our eyes symbolizes that the fact that we see the bloodshed going on in this country and it won't be overlooked. So we need to let the world know, and you need to know, that silence is the enemy and sound is the weapon.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
You preach a man, don't tell me. Heaven is under the earth. You are dopey and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold, and half a story has never been told. So now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on,
get up, stand up.
Brothers,
stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up,
sisters.
Don't give up the fight.
I'm begging you to
get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
I said
don't give up the fight.
Cause you know most people think a great God will come from the skies and take away. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours right here on earth. And now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on,
get up, stand up.
Don't make them push you around.
Stand up for your rights.
Come on, brothers.
Get up, stand up.
Be brave now.
Don't give up the fight.
I say
get up. Stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Don't let them hold you down.
Get up. Stand up.
stand up. Don't give up the fight. Sick and tired of this game of technology. Humbly asking Jesus for his mercy. We know and we understand. Almighty Jah is a living man. You fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Come on, our brothers, get up, stand up. I said, don't give up the fight.
Don't let them push you.
I said, get up, stand up.
Rights. Stand up for your rights, please. Get up, stand up. An important reminder from reggae musician Bob Marley, sung by his bandmate Peter Tosh. That's off Peter Tosh's album of the same name, Get Up, Stand Up. It's June 10, 2020, and you're listening to yet another show in the series Pandemic Music to Live By with your host, Rockin' Randy. Welcome back, friends. You know, one of the advantages to producing a radio podcast like this, with no funding, commercial advertising, or underwriters, is that you really have full control over the content of the show. This week's show, Rockin' Randy's personal message to everyone listening, is that it's time to recognize the injustice and systemic racism in our country, despite the pandemic we're experiencing right now. And my chosen medium is music. So today's show will feature protest music from today and yesterday. For example, we started the show today with a familiar anthem of the 1960s recorded by the band Buffalo Springfield off their first self-titled album that was released in 1966. We heard Stephen Stills and Neil Young sing For What It's Worth. And that very powerful opening line that's become somewhat of an anthem from that time, there's something happening here. What it is, it ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. You get out of line, the man comes and he takes you away. And that song, of course, reflecting the social and political turmoil of the 1960s. And that was more than 50 years ago. And people at that time were protesting against the Vietnam War and the lack of civil rights back then for Black people in America. We continue all these years later to have this fight to deal with this problem. I hope that wherever you are listening from, you are engaged in the fight against the brutal and now very graphic attacks against Black men and women in American urban centers. I followed the song with a soundtrack from a moving video published recently on YouTube by Janelle Monáe and Wonderland Records. If you get a chance, check this out on YouTube. This is from their video, Hell You Tallem About. And the chance to say their names, a brute reminder of all the Black men and women who have been killed by police in America over the past few years. And of course, we can now add to that list the name George Floyd. Say it with me, please, listeners. If you haven't already uttered his name out loud, please do it with me now. George Floyd. George Floyd. George Floyd.
They don't wanna see a young Black man succeed. They don't wanna see me take my brothers out of the streets. They don't want me. They don't want me to sleep. They don't want me to dream. They don't wanna see my people living good and at ease. They wanna lock them all up and then get rid of the keys. We ain't never free. I'm grateful for life and the prize I reap. Every day and every night I get on my knees. And I pray for my guys and their families. Hope the Lord help me. I can only imagine the pain and the grief. I'm the innocent mothers with all the shit they had to see. When you lose the ones you love to the fucking police, it cuts deep. When heaven calls and the angels do their job, we start to question God like we could play his part. It gets so fucking hard. We can't escape the dark. This hatred in my heart for the ones who left this scar. But everything will be alright soon. I just wanna let you know ain't nothing like you. We live and die, it's always been a cycle. I promise it wasn't about you. When you make it to heaven, give me your eyes, dude. Watch over me closely till it's my time too. The only thing I can do is turn to the Bible and do my best to help your family, cause they might too. They don't want me to win, they don't want me to eat. They don't wanna see a young black man succeed. They don't wanna see me take my brothers out of the streets. They don't want me. They don't want me to sleep, they don't want me to dream. They don't wanna see my people living good and at ease. They wanna lock them all up and then get rid of the keys. We ain't never free.
How could you blame as many sisters and brothers die? If they answer to it, go and start another fire. Get they got to do it, has to show objection to it. God bless them, no direction, not they getting to it. 2020, guess it's the year to burn. Consequences you earn. To build this nation that you hate me in, the karma's return. Well, that's a stupid question, when will you learn? You never will. Word to George Floyd, Emmett Till, and Sean Bell. Guess they'd rather see us all in civil unrest than to go and make some fucking arrest. Fuck it, that. Well, after that, here's to getting exactly what you expect. How you pulled the serve and protect with your knee on my neck. Look, it ain't hard to see you not for me. The cycle of atrocity blew your cover. When they're about to be some reciprocity, I'm with the cause and it's gonna be whatever it got to be. But vandalize a building, that's just not for me. But even still, if I'm be real with you, no fucking joke. Man, think I seen that police station going up in smoke. Felt like vindication for so many folks. Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, and so many more.
They don't want me to win, they don't want me to eat. They don't wanna see a young black man succeed. They don't wanna see me take my brothers out of the streets. They don't want me. They don't want me to sleep, they don't want me to dream. They don't wanna see my people living good and at ease. They wanna lock them all up and then get rid of the keys. We ain't never free. Hey, hold my hand, mama, I'm here for you. They think they took your son, but they put him right next to you. You're the strongest thing on this earth, you unbreakable. Plus you brought him into this earth, and you raised him too. Take a second off every day and get comfortable. Celebrate yourself for a change, cause you never do. With all the pressure from society, you always hiding. Go outside and show the world a better you. I know you worry sick about it. I'ma make it home this evening. You know, cause of my color, life ain't gonna be easy. But I'ma be okay if I told God I need them. That's what you taught me without even knowing your teaching. See, what I'm trying to say is you're the furthest from weak. And I sing your praises because you a G. You make me and make the world a better place for your seeds. How the fuck could anybody take them away from their queen?
Yeah. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know we're talking about a rise up, get their share. Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run.
Talking about a revolution. Tracy Chapman singing in support of all those people who are put down by our economic and civil systems without the same opportunities afforded to the privileged class. And before that tune, the great punk band The Clash from their 1980 album Sandinista, we heard the song Police on My Back, Run, Run, Run. And we started the set with a recent single released by rap artists Nasty C and T.I., telling it like it is with the tune They Don't. And again, a very personal, heartfelt lyrics. They don't want to see a black man succeed. Is that opening line from Nasty C in that rap piece. I hope you're finding the courage to stand up with these many black musicians, artists, and activists, people who are trying to change the system. And we all know it'll truly require a revolution of sorts, as Tracy Chapman reminds us. I think it's time. It's well over time. You're listening to WOOD Radio and our ninth show in the series Pandemic Music to Live By with your host, Rockin' Randy. I don't have a check-in segment lined up this week, friends, so we'll keep rolling with the music. Here's another contemporary protest song by the Oakland, California jazz trumpeter Ambrose Akinmuzio off his recent album titled Origami Harvest. The song we're about to hear is titled Free, White, and 21, and this was a phrase that's been around for a long time throughout the 20th century. It may have originated in part with the struggle for women's rights as well as civil rights. It was a phrase that was used in a lot of various contexts, including a movie by that name that was published in the 60s. A record reviewer writes this about the tune: on Free, White, and 21, Aiken Muzier revisits a theme of naming African-American men and women recently slain by law enforcement officers. But careening strings and broken rhythms from improvising partners Marcus Gilmore on the drums and Sam Harris on piano and the Maivos Quartet lift this performance into sublimity. Here is, again, Ambrose Aiken Muzier off his album Origami Harvest with the tune Free, White, and 21.
Thank you. prayer to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got a promise to keep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wanna call this place my home.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't feel safe alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine how that takes a toll.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing out of bad, bad news. watch the ankles break. Whoa. I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
School today, dear little boy of mine. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free, and that's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
What did you learn in school today, or maybe yesterday? A throwback tune from Tom Paxton's 1964 album, Ramblin' Boy. Very telling again. Racism is an institutional problem that makes its way deep into the fabric of our communities, including our school systems. And we have to be aware of this and fight to change the way we view our history as a nation. Before that, a very cool song in Rock and Randy's most humble opinion, an artist that I've been listening to a lot, and I really like his stuff. Producer out of El Paso, Texas, Leon Bridges. That was off his 2018 album, Good Thing, and the song was titled Bad, Bad News. Before that, another LA-based artist, originally from the New York area, Gene Noble, making his way onto the scene. He's a producer. This was his tune, Too Many Lost, soundtrack off a new video that's posted on YouTube. You can find it there. Check it out. Very, very interesting and poignant video, Too Many Lost by Gene Noble. Well, it's time for Rock and Randy to wrap this show up. I hope that some of this music has given you pause in your life while this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, is certainly real. So is the injustice that we see every day now on our televisions. You can't deny it. Black men and women being beaten and killed in public on our streets in American cities while people are crying out and recording the horrors for everyone to see on their iPhones. It's crazy times. Please stand up in any way that you can to fight oppression and racist behavior wherever you see it. We're going to finish out the show with two pieces of music that say a lot about racism in our country. The first tune was released back as a single in 1968 by the Soul King James Brown, and the song was a direct message to his growing mixed-race audiences back in that era. It made it to number 10 on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart, but then again, as the mostly white AOR radio stations of the day began to get pushback from white owners and advertisers who were essentially uncomfortable with the message in the song, the song was quietly dropped from playlists and eventually was a problem for James Brown and his career. It really did turn his career down as he was really making his way into white audiences on the radio. This is what we mean by a history of racism in this country, in my opinion. It exists in all of our institutions, and it may not always be evident up front, but peel back a few layers and you'll find it. Listen for the call and response on this song, and picture 30 kids from the Watts and Compton areas of Los Angeles, and imagine these kids yelling out, "I'm black and I'm proud," every time Brown calls out, "Say it loud." It's become an anthem and a very important song in the lexicon of black music history in this country. And then we'll end today's show with a modern take on black musicians using their platform to speak out against racism and the persistent persecution of people of color in this country. This was a soundtrack off a music video produced by Dee Dee of the organization Black Lives Matter, a group of people who have started an organization to speak out and promote the theme of Black Lives Matter. It's performed by rap artist London on the Track, a gentleman from Georgia, who's really been recognized as one of the top rap producers in our country. We'll play the Empty Arena version that has just recently become available on YouTube Radio. It came out just as the pandemic was starting to take hold in March a couple months ago. And this version begins with comments from a speech by then-President Barack Obama. And if the song makes you uncomfortable, if the lyrics and the way it's sung make you uncomfortable, please ask yourself why. These are American citizens expressing their feelings and in very passionate ways singing about the persecution they've experienced for so many years. Take the time to educate yourself and those around you about these issues, about the sad history of racial injustice in our country, and let's see if together we can't find a way to really stand up and fight this deep, deep rooted problem in our society and our country. We have to do this. Hey, thanks for sticking around with me throughout this important show. Please do the right thing. Here's James Brown from 1968. Take two eyes to make a pair.
problems across our criminal justice system. There are biases, some conscious and unconscious, that have to be rooted out. Data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
No justice, no peace, huh? Just put your hands up and say, don't shoot, huh?
We got London on the track.
Black Lives Matter, huh? Black Lives Matter, 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 bitch, Black Lives Matter.
Trying to take the color on my skin.
Really?
Maybe it's how I say my. In the streets with my kids with me,
yeah.
I mean, face the reason.
Tell them why.
Why? Cause I got fire reason. I used to stand for
season. You killing my skin. Black. You killing my colors. Blue. You killing my niggas.
My kind.
Racing motherfucker, bitch.
Like, what is your reason?
Really?
I rap for a reason.
I do.
Trap for a reason.
My kids.
This shit here ain't easy, no.
President black,
Barack.
My bank account loaded.
Rex.
My credit is wet.
Nothing,
I feel like they holding. Trayvon, we miss you. I hope you listen.
Yeah,
this shit ridiculous. I had to mention it.
But shame on you.
Shame on you.
I didn't wanna blame you.
Didn't wanna blame you. No,
but they tried to frame me.
Nah, for real.
And I get the aim in.
They clock.
The reason why I'm saying this, cause
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
Results against them.
Come on.
Ain't no fear in my heart.
No.
I don't like how they shot that man in the chest on the ground.
No.
And I don't like how they killed the innocent late on rush off.